You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am joined, as always, moving forward with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Good, man, good. So what we did last week, we did something a little bit different. Instead of doing the interviews with all the members of the chapter, and again, we want to continue to encourage everybody, either who hasn't been interviewed or if you have and you want to come back on and kind of give us an update since your last interview, that would be great, so that we can tell the chapter, you know, more about you, more about your business.
Especially the new members, too. Yeah, just so you know, we have this podcast, new members come on. It's a great way to extend your 45 seconds, if
absolutely.
You will. So, yeah.
Oh, good point. And, you know, this is for our chapter, for the Winning Edge. We currently have, you know, 61 members and obviously looking to continue to grow. Anyhow, that's one of our types of episodes. Certainly interviews, we want to continue doing that. But we also tried something a little bit different, you know, talk about networking or business. Last week we talked about specialization in business, why that can be helpful in growing your business. And then this week we wanted to look at something a little bit different. Andrew, talk about that. What are we looking at today?
Yeah, so one of the key things that you can learn as you are becoming someone engrossed in BNI, but not just with BNI, but your business, is knowing how to make good referrals and knowing yourself. And so there's a great book put out by Dr. Ivan Meisner, Dr. Tony Alessandra, and Don Lyons called Room Full of Referrals. And it's just a complete strategy of how to understand personality and how to work with that. So we're not going to try to cover that whole book right now. It's lengthy, but that's a great read. You get a lot of CUs for that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if you read a book, you know, a BNI approved book, you get 5 CEUs per book. So
So this is going to give you a little primer to that. And it's not just about the CEU, it's about the knowledge you gain. Right. So you can really turn that into helping your business. So we're going to look at one concept today, and this idea of knowing your personality style and how that's going to affect how you interact with others, knowing their personality style as well, and also having enough knowledge of some key areas of what these different personality styles are so you know how to interact with a potential customer or anybody you may be dealing with. So before we just dive into some questions with Chris and as a conversation, let me just kind of give you the four really quick. And this is based off of DISC. So that's a personality test that they'll talk about in this book. It's a very common, very well-known, very accurate test. It's really good. But they're using that DISC profile that you can do and then pulling that out to how you are referable. So the four styles from this are called nurturer, promoter, examiner, go-getter. Again, those are nurturer, promoter, examiner, go-getter. A nurturer is someone who is thoughtful. They enjoy people, helping others, dislike confrontation. They're very just that people, that nurturing idea. Promoter, someone who is gregarious, fun. They enjoy excitement, the spotlight, and they really enjoy people liking them. Examiner, someone who is very methodical, process-oriented, who enjoy completing tasks and dislike anything with too much hype and is not based on facts. And the go-getter tend to be very driven, challenge-oriented people who enjoy winning at everything and strongly dislike being wrong about anything. So those are the four things that we're going to be looking at today: nurturer, promoter, examiner, go-getter. So I'm going to first turn this to Chris. Chris, you've probably done this test, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So in doing that, what personality style did it reveal that you are?
Yeah, so first thing I'd mention is, you know, all of us have a little bit of all of these, right?
That's true.
In us. Generally, there is going to be, you know, one that kind of dominates our personality or behavioral style. But for me, the one that dominated was the go-getter. For all of these, there's positive and there's negative, and I think that's why it's important to know your personality style. Go-getter was for me, you know, very results oriented, driven, kind of fast paced. Let's go, go, go! Always on the go. Also, though, can be viewed as impatient, you know, or may even be impatient, I should say. So that's for me where I landed.
So when you took that test and you saw those results, was it an automatic like, yeah, I see that? Or was there some challenge in that?
No, it was. In fact, my wife and I, we both did it together. And interestingly, we were kind of on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And again, we're that task oriented versus people oriented. That was really the big thing between us. That was the big difference. She tends to be more, you know, people oriented, whereas I tend to be more task oriented. Again, I care about people. You know, certainly when I think, oh, task oriented, that kind of what's not what dominates my personality style. I think I do have to certainly be careful to make sure that I'm not leaving people out of the task that I have at hand. You know, Dr. Sherman, one of the things he said today is he wants to make sure that he's a practice there that helps people, not simply a practice that is looking for numbers, wants more and more and more numbers. And I think that's important for all of us, you know, certainly important for me to make sure that as we are growing our firm, that we always make sure that that we are caring about, you know, our clients, make sure that they're getting, you know, what it is they need and deserve.
Well, I think even in your answer there shows you conscientiousness in your care, which is important. And I think that's something that everybody should be concerned with, regardless of where they line up. Because The reality is this, is when you're doing these types of tests, it's not a right or wrong. You know, it's not more right to be a go-getter versus an examiner or vice versa.
Right.
It's just understanding yourself and understanding both the positive and the negative, which is important. So let's focus on the positive a little bit. With a go-getter, one of the things that your personality type tends to do is, for lack of better terms, get things done.
Yeah.
So how important has that been in growing a firm?
Well, I mean, it's essential. You know, I mentioned a little bit last week when I started a firm back in 2009, you know, I needed to get clients and couldn't really figure out a way to do that. And so, again, I didn't lollygag around too long in that. I said, well, listen, this isn't working. Something's missing. I couldn't really identify exactly what it was. I've since have been able to do that. But so I went ahead and joined another firm, you know, pretty shortly thereafter. I didn't get a whole lot of time to move forward. And so anyhow, you know, now this go around, again, the piece that was missing was I needed referrals, you know, needed a way to generate referrals. And so, you know, making sure that that I'm doing everything I need to do week in and week out to generate is huge.
So that, I mean, again, that shows the importance of knowing that, because then it shows you, okay, here are the steps that I've taken because of this personality that's helped us make us successful. So I know to continue these if I want to grow, correct?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's a pretty simple way of looking at it, correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So with that, let's pull this out of not just your business. Yeah, think of other people's for a moment. That go-getter personality, and we're going to hit these other ones, so don't worry. But that go-getter, it's going to extrapolate to all kinds of business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're no matter what style of business, you're going to need a portion of that or someone that's going to have that mentality to some extent, correct?
Right, right.
Okay, so that go-getter personality, you also started hitting on some of the challenges that personality can have. So you talked about it could be perceived as rude. Have you experienced any of that before where people are like, man, he's just so task-oriented or so driven that, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I actually had a client not all that long ago, you know, I've represented him for several years. And going out on my own, obviously, you know, I'm taking on a whole lot more responsibility of you know, running my own firm, of growing my firm, all of those things. And so, you know, one of the things he mentioned to me was, hey, you know, I feel like you've changed a little bit. And obviously, that's a red flag for me. Hey, looks like I'm doing something differently than I used to do. Again, I've always been very hands-on, always been very, you know, tried to be very personable with my clients. You know, it was one of the things I always make sure it was a selling point. Hey, you know, I'm with you. You know, as your attorney, I'm here to answer your questions. You know, I still give out my cell phone to every one of my clients. So I try to make sure that I am, you know, very hands-on. But if I'm not careful with all the other things, you know, that individual, he started feeling like he was more of a task or more of, hey, all you're worried about is results in my case, but you know, I'm here, you know, and I need some answers from you and things like that. So
that's key, because so knowing that, then, you know, it's kind of interesting how last week we talked about specialization.
Yeah.
So once you know who you are,
yeah,
you know how to build,
mm-hmm,
you know how to build appropriately how you've been created.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, okay, you're this person who's a go-getter. So I'm going to keep going. I got to focus on that, but I also know my weakness. And here's my weakness, that once I start moving in these areas, it may come across this way.
Right.
So, So that, I mean, I would say that that specialization that we talked about last week is so crucial, knowing who you are as a person, correct?
Yeah, and you know, we're in the process of addressing that issue, you know, as far as just
you number. Mean your business?
Yeah. For me personally, you know, we've made some changes, so we have another attorney who will be doing a lot of the same things that I'm doing, so that the number of clients that I'm touching, you know, day in and day out, it goes down a little bit, so that I can spend a little bit more time. So
wonderful. Yeah. So let's take this for a second, and then, you know, not everybody that's hearing this is going to be a go-getter.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not just trying to highlight that one.
Yeah.
But I want to show people that once you understand your personality, how much that can affect you by knowing, hey, this is who I am. This is where I need mm-hmm. to focus. These are my weaknesses. This is where I need to shore it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, we're not going to hit all these, but let me ask you this. How important do you think it is for every individual to know, hey, this is who I am?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important to know that, because, again, we've highlighted a lot of the positives, a little bit of the negatives. Let me give you an example. It comes right out of the book here. You know, under each of the personality traits, what they do is they say, you may see yourself as, right? This is your personality trait. This is how you see yourself. But others may see you or perceive you a little bit differently. And it could be vastly different. So because we're talking about go-getter, you know, so I may see myself as confident, bold, determined, decisive, goal-oriented, strong, and ambitious, right? Again, all positive traits here. However, based on my more task-oriented or results-oriented focus, as opposed to more people-oriented, others may view me as being arrogant or selfish, or you mentioned rude, demanding, impatient, domineering. Again, all these negative traits. So if I'm not careful, that's what I am portraying out there to others. And so that's where this emotional intelligence, I think, comes into play. Making sure that you understand how others are viewing you, because you can miss out a whole bunch by not knowing that.
Wonderful. So for everybody that's listening, learn your own style.
Yeah.
Learn who you are. If you have the book, Room Full of Referrals, page 27, 28, you can do a self-assessment. You can find other things online through our BNI Connect and BNI University. We have trainings on this, but know your style. It's very important. So let's move it just a little bit, because it's one thing to know your style, but second, you really need to know enough about the other styles as well. So let's hit those styles one more time. Nurturer, promoter, examiner, go-getter. You know, even as a go-getter, you already referenced your wife as a different style,
yeah.
Right? Okay, I'm a different style. According to this, I'm a promoter.
Yeah.
So with that, why would it be important to start understanding the people that you're interacting with, their style?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we'll just use you. So as a promoter, right? Let's say that there may be times when you and I are working together, and you know, I'm sensing that you are maybe a little distracted. You may be lacking in focus or something like that, right? That might tell me then, right, that, hey, wait a minute, okay, I this is the way I'm viewing you. Maybe it's simply that's your personality style. And again, going to the positives, right? You're very positive. You're imaginative, enthusiastic, optimistic, fun-loving, gregarious, spontaneous, you know, all of these things. By me knowing that, I'm not going to look at that in the negative and say, oh man, you know, I can't trust this guy. You know, he's not focused at all, or he's always distracted. No, that's not how it is. That's just his personality trait. And if I know that about you, right, then that's going to change the way that I perceive how you do business.
Yeah. And so a real simple thing with that then is you just got to study what these other ones are,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's a key point that you brought up just when we started this out was, you know, we're all going to have a little bit of all of these. We're going to have a dominant
right.
trait, but it's good to know all of them so that you know who you're interacting with. You highlight a couple things. It's kind of interesting you said that about me, because one of the challenges that people that have worked for me and work with me will say is I got a lot of ideas,
mm-hmm.
and I'm moving on my ideas.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, how are we going to finish these ideas?
Yeah.
You know? And you know, that's something I've had to really learn, like, wait a second. So like you said, mm-hmm. you got to build I've built a team. One of the things I look for is people that can problem solve
yeah.
for me, you know? And there's someone we hired not too long ago, and one of the reasons we hired them, I'm like, you're a great problem solver.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a lot of
yeah.
problems for you. Help me figure them out, you know? So it's really important to know that. And especially when you're dealing with other people, because like you said, you don't want to make too quick of a judgment on character.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how they're working. So anything else you want to add there with that?
Years ago, reading about George Washington, first president of the United States. And one of the things that I was reading about him is one of the things that made him great at what he did was not only did he know his strengths, but he also knew his weaknesses. And like you were saying, well, by knowing his weaknesses, he was able to put individuals around him with strengths in those areas of his weakness. And again, that's, I think, another thing with knowing the different personality styles. We need nurturers, right? To get things done. We need examiners to get things done. We need promoters. We need go-getters. You get all four personality traits together on the same project, exactly. You're going to be really be successful. We can't do it ourselves, right? We need help. We need others.
And I want to hit on that one more time. There is no one of these that are better than the other. Right. You know, they all have their strengths. Okay, last thing, and then we'll wrap it up here. What are some of the things that you talked about emotional intelligence? What are some of the things maybe we can hear from other people? I think even prior to this episode, we were talking about like phone calls. You know, if you get a voicemail, and this voicemail has more detail or has less detail, maybe some of these signs that we could pick up on that can kind of help us understand who we're working with.
Yeah, and just to give credit here, this is Tiffany Kellogg. It's right online. You can find on BNI or Ascentive. And she just tips on like returning a voicemail or an email, right? So you get an email, you get a voicemail, and how am I going to respond to this? And simply by listening to that voicemail or simply by reading through that email, you may pick up on the different personality traits, which is going to then help you respond accordingly to their personality traits. So let's say that you get a call. She says, hey, it's Tiffany. Call me. That's it, right? Probably a go-getter. Somebody, hey, straight to the point. I just need to talk. We need to get this done. Let's go, 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 go. At the same time, if you get a different message, you know, the message is very upbeat, very enthusiastic, right?
I left you that message.
Yeah, right. That came directly from Andrew. Exactly.
And the promoter.
That's right. The promoter. Another message, very detailed with page numbers, right? With questions and full of details. Again, we all know individuals that send these types of emails. Again, that's likely an examiner, right? That's somebody who has all of the information, which is good, like we mentioned, right? And then nurturer. The message kind of has indecisiveness, maybe saying, you know, I'm not quite ready to move on this. I need a little bit more information. I need a little bit more input, you know, whatever it may be. That's likely the nurturer that you're dealing with there. So again, the room for all the referrals, you know, knowing the different behavioral traits, personality traits, certainly I think is going to help us individually as referral partners to make sure that we're interacting properly with our referral partners. But not only that, when we are teaming up, right? Maybe refer, we have somebody, hey, you know, you could be helped by Andrew, you know, over here. I can make sure that I'm teaming them up appropriately as well. So it's not just referral partners, but it's everyone, right? Everybody has a different personality trait. So knowing those things can only be helpful, I think.
Yeah, that's great. So let me hit on a couple things and then we'll wrap this up. Okay. One, I want to highlight Johnny Ray. Johnny really walked through some of this with me and our one-to-one, and he did a very good job of understanding those styles and knowing how to communicate. And so we've been able to refer each other in certain areas and talk to each other about some business stuff that because he really understood this. So a shout out to him. Two, one of the things that I think is so crucial in this that I want to keep highlighting is make sure that once you're hearing these things and you're studying them, you understand, as you said already, so crucially. Is the weaknesses of them. I think that's a big point, because if you come at it like, hey, I've got everything, know everything, then you're in some issues. Yeah. And then the last thing is that to really, really take the time in hearing other people, because you want to make sure that, you know, you're talking about teeing up. Well, that's the way I'd put it. You're teeing up other people to know how to refer them and so forth. There's a great example in chapter one of the Room Full of Referrals, how she changed how she interacted with someone just so she knew how to, you know, so she knew it would be more successful. If you can do those skills, man, you're going to go a long way. So anything you want to add before I wrap us up?
Yeah. Last thing is, you have the golden rule, right? Which says do unto others as they would have, as you would have them do unto you. Right. Then you have the BNI refers to the platinum rule. And certainly this comes into play here, the Room Full of Referrals. Do unto others as they would have done unto them, right? So or refer to them or talk with them, interact with them the way that they would prefer to be interacted with, right? So I know that I'm a go-getter. I know Andrew is a promoter. I know that there's certain ways that Andrew's going to want to engage and interact. I'm going to engage and interact with Andrew the way that he wants to be interacted with, as opposed to the way that maybe I would want to. So I'm going to defer to the end of, to my referral partners, right? Be very deferential in that way. And I think what you'll find is the relationships will grow significantly.
Wonderful. Yeah. So Know your style. Go learn it. You can find it in Roomful of Referrals. You can find it on BNI Connect. There's a lot of ways you can learn that, but really know your style. Really know all the styles. And then last, hear key things from other people so you know how to interact with them. So thanks, Chris. This was great.
Thanks so much. And so thanks for listening to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. And just one more reminder, if you want to come on and join us, just give us a call and give us a shout. Thanks so much, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!